Still not good, huh?
No, we're going to put you on the other mic.
All right.
Okay, technical things here. Yeah, there you go.
We're going to try this one now? Testing?
Yeah.
There we go.
Now we've got you. Okay.
I have returned, the prodigal son, back to Montana.
Yes. You can put your pop filter on here. There you go. We have these protocols here. We want to be a safe and sane radio, at least the safe part. I'm not sure about the sane part, but
that we cannot guarantee.
The safe part is, I have to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley. And this is all made possible by and including Bridger Brewing, locally crafted beer, fresh salads, and artisan style pizza, open daily 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. For indoor dining and takeout, located across from the Brook Breeding Fieldhouse on the MSU campus. More information at bridgerbrewing.com. Townsend's Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and bulk loose leaf tea, open daily from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 462 East Main Street in Bozeman, and on Facebook, you can call them at 577-2740. And lastly, for this hour, Scissor Bill's Saloon, a privately owned bar offering burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village, open June 26th. Is that today? Yes, I believe it is. Updates online at scissorbills.com and on Facebook. Yes. Okay.
Done well. Did your duty well.
It's not a good idea. It's the law. Not what they used to say. Let me tell you about the weather. It's warm. They're calling the 89 here in Bozeman. Mostly sunny and warmer. They're calling for a high of 85. So we beat that. Clear tonight with a low of 54. Afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow, hitting in lower 80s tomorrow. So it sounds pretty good. Sounds like summer to me. There must be some other things I have to do here. We did a fun drive 2 weeks ago, and it's one of those things that throws me off because I lose the rhythm. It's a whole different rhythm when we do fun drive. It's fun and exciting. Did you check in any of the fun drive shows?
I did not. I was traveling.
Oh, okay.
We started our travels earlier this year, so a lot of my rhythm was thrown off as well.
Yeah, you're pointing out you're here a full month earlier than we usually see you.
Yeah. And my kid's school officially ended at 7 o'clock last night, so we're having lots of yippies in Helena.
Wow. Yeah, long-distance school, too, huh?
Well, yeah, it went from a few blocks to a few thousand miles. But either way, we're stuck behind a computer screen.
Yes. People probably or may know that you migrate out from Brooklyn every summer to Helena via Washington. And you've been indoors for a long time, haven't you?
We were stuck indoors in Brooklyn for a solid month. Didn't leave the house once.
Wow.
I told you earlier, it felt like we were on house arrest just without the ankle bracelet.
Well.
But other people had it worse.
Yes.
They were in the hospital and sick and dying, so we felt pretty lucky, actually.
Yes. Good time to keep your head down. We were talking about it. I was traveling right before all this happened, and just on the cusp of it, and you could feel the tension in the air. I didn't realize what we were flying into, and we flew through Seattle to San Francisco, too.
Yeah.
To unsafe places.
Yeah. As city dwellers, we were the first targets just because we have so many more people that travel abroad or come to visit us from abroad.
Yeah.
So we were the entry points.
I have one more thing to talk about. If we're airing around town, which isn't quite happening yet, I still need to tell you that Around Town is brought to you by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. So there you go. That's all the business. We got music to do. I know you picked out some things from the new stack, and I was telling you I accumulated some stuff in the mail. And over the Mojo Wire, I was frantically burning a CD today so I could get to all that. Some really exciting stuff. It's nice when people touch base and say, hey, listen to this. And some poor fellow in Australia waited patiently for almost 6 weeks for his CD to arrive, and it showed up a couple days ago. It's one of the ones I showed you. Really good stuff. I'm really happy to be an outlet for bands around the world.
I feel the same way on my radio show.
Yes, you do. And then through your magazine, you cover a lot of stuff, because the woman in Portugal who sent me this one band said she knew of you, or knew you. So
that's nice.
Yeah. We like to think it's a close-knit community in this indie rock world.
Well, I often play stuff on my show I got from you, so it's always that communal feeling, you know, what you know you should spread around.
Yes.
Just not the virus.
Yeah.
Just the music.
Yes. Okay, I've got some lively stuff to get us started with today. I snuck into Saks to buy some records a week or so ago and scored, and we're going to get to one of those in just a second. Some lively music for this sunny, beautiful Friday afternoon. Oh. God, tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Thank you.
got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. While I'm a-losing weight and a-turning mighty pale, looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star.
Country stylings of Mick and Keefe and Brian Jones from just one of the greatest albums ever, Aftermath. So the Stones hit their stride and they thought they had confidence. They had some hit singles, but they did an album that was all theirs to call their own. And there's a famous picture of Beatles, must be working on Revolver or something. And when Aftermath came out and you see Paul studying the cover carefully, looking at the credits, what do you mean marimba, sitar?
And did you hear what Ringo wanted to call Revolver? In his usual butt of humor?
No, I'm not sure about that.
After Geometry.
Oh.
They shot that one down. True story.
I believe it. I believe it, yeah. What else is in there? Oh, I got in the mood because... I found some records last weekend at the thrift store. And anytime a Buck Owens picture sleeve shows up, I'm on, especially when it's Buck Owens, my favorite Buck Owens song. So we start off with the Buckaroo. That's the Byrds covering the Buckaroos from the Live at the Fillmore album. And I love the Buckaroos. I always buy their records. I don't buy every Buck Owens record, but I buy every Buckaroos record because that's Don Rich, the guitar player from the Buckaroos up front.
I don't know their stuff apart from Buck Owens. I play stuff like Excuse Me, I Think I've Got a Heartache and things like that on my show because I like a lot of his stuff a lot.
I'll have to check my collection. I divested some things just due to space.
Do you know Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy?
I know that one, yes.
That's another fun one.
People like country more than I do, but I have a lot of country records because they're there. I just have favorite songs, and Tiger by the Tail.
KGLT is a great resource if you like country music.
Yes.
A few of the DJs here really do a nice deep dive.
Yes, and I appreciate that because it's more fun when you go deeper.
Yeah, instead of the usuals.
Yeah. It's that point where music merged. And in my mind, I probably heard more country as a kid than rock and roll. I was a little too young for Elvis, and I was aware of rock and roll, but Saturday afternoons, we got at least two country TV shows. Cowboy Copas was one of them, and there's another one. I don't know what it was called. I was 4 years old then, but I totally enjoyed that, and it's stayed with me. And there's a time when you'd hear Buck Owens next to the Beatles, next to Ray Charles on your top 40 station.
Sometimes even Ray Charles doing country.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a lovely time in music. And I think KGLT sort of manages to do that a lot because there's all we play is good music here. And there's, 50 different points of view of what good music is. So it includes a lot of stuff.
Oh. It's always my first choice when I'm riding around in the car.
Yeah.
Let's see what KGLT is up to. It's great having it up there in Helena.
Yeah. And the Beatles were in there too from Help. Ringo's covering.
Speaking of Ringo, yes.
Yeah, covering Buck Owens. That just shows a straight cover of Buck Owens. Not even a parody or ironic. They just love Buck Owens.
Yeah, the Beatles liked country.
Yeah. George Harrison was a master of country picking.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Although it's a pity they didn't put on If You Got Troubles instead.
Yeah.
That was the one that was supposed to be Ringo's song on that album. And I think it blows away Act Naturally, much as I like it.
That one just doesn't sound finished. There's something, I can see why they didn't use it. It just
didn't meet their standards, or at least George Martin's.
Yeah. Interesting time when you can make records like that and just endlessly, two a year. And
or three, in the case of 1964, right?
Yeah. Got more stuff. I haven't loaded up anything here. I have no idea what's going on in town. Oh, that's what happens when we get talking. Forget about the business part of it. You know, we have to do, we're a community station, so we have to keep the community informed, which is nice. We don't have to play commercials, just inform people what's going on. So let's see. This looked interesting here. Oh.
The doors to all independent venues around the country closed. And attending live concerts stopped. While looking forward to the day when their doors open again, many of these venues are at risk of closing forever unless federal assistance is provided to independent performance spaces and promoters. There's more information online at SaveOurStages.com. Save Our Stages is a campaign of NIVA, the National Independent Venue Association, a nonprofit coalition of venues and promoters that, in Montana, includes the Hofbrau, the Filling Station, Chicken Jam West, the Old Saloon, Pine Creek Lodge, the Rialto, the Elm, Log Jam, 1111 Presents, and the Pub Station. SaveOurStages.com.
I don't know if you noticed when you came into town right on 7th and Peach. There's a big new building. It'd be south of Peach. That's going to be a new venue.
I saw the building, but I didn't know what it was for.
Yes, there's actually three buildings on that corner, but the one on 7th, south of Peach, on the east side, is going to be the companion to the Rialto downtown, and it's a 1,200-seat venue.
It would be nice if Missoula didn't get all the shows, right?
Well, it's log jam, so we'll start getting those.
It's better for the tour routing of the bookers, too.
Yes, and it saves us trouble. Going to Missoula is nice, but it's not something you can do out and back. It's an overnight trip, and gigs are good there, but now it's like a five-minute walk from my front door to the venue.
It's the Ron stop on the tour of routing.
Thank you. So, yes, support live music. I was just talking to a friend of mine in Wales who album release coincided with the worldwide lockdown, so that meant the end of their tour.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, and
it is amazing how many musicians have stepped up, though, and continue to do live broadcasts for us, at least.
Yeah.
Like John Doe is doing another one on Facebook tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I watched Robin Hitchcock one and the On and Ons, and Scott McCoy said the same thing. They were supposed to tour with a new record he had done with some Norwegian guys, and that fizzled. So, like he said, as far as he was concerned, that album was dead in the water.
Right.
And the fellows had shows with the Eyelids and Wilco.
Oh, great bands, especially the Eyelids.
Yeah, which collapsed. So it's tough. As a result, you'll hear one of the results of the lockdown. Scott McCoy said, I was determined to finish the album by the 1st of May, and I did.
Yeah. So,
and Kurt Block remixed an album in that same time.
That's true, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we were talking about this. This just seemed totally appropriate way to kick the show off the second time.
Look at all the girls with the faces all planned. They're lining the beaches all covered in sand. Stretching out the long legs, lining
you call your lover boy. Try it! Pick it up. Take them lights away. Try it! Pick it up. Don't put that knife away. Try it! Pick it up. Don't take your life away. Try it! Get it up. Don't throw your love away. Try it! Pick it up. Don't take my night away. Try it! Won't pick it up. Try to take them all away. Try it! Pick it up. Don't take my night away. Oh, try it!
The Dolls.
Yeah, we were just talking about how I interviewed Sylvain Sylvain, and what a pleasure that transcription was with his New York accent. We're starting to lose the New York accent in New York, so to me it's a breath of fresh air. How you doing?
And they had the look too.
Great band.
Yeah. Too much too soon?
Yeah.
People weren't quite ready for him. I know I wasn't. I remember seeing him on TV on something, on Don Kirshner or something, thinking, well, yeah, okay.
Them and the Stooges, Raw Power era. Yeah. I was too young to see it in person, but that really made the early 70s for me when I discovered it 4 years later, like Columbus discovering America.
Yeah. I think it was actually the first punk thing I was really attracted to was Johnny Thunder's Heartbreakers. I thought, that's a rock album. I like that one.
That's a band I saw about 24 times.
Yeah.
Like they'd play 5 shows in 3 nights and we'd see all 5 of them.
You know, the original Donovan's Brain covered It's Not Enough and what's the other one? Chinese Rocks.
Johnny Thunders really had it. That whole band did.
Yeah.
I interviewed Walter Lure about 2 years ago just to revisit those days, which was really good fun because he's the last man standing in that band.
Yeah. Yeah. And seeing them, finally seeing films of them, just seeing how great they were.
I have some live recordings I made of them too. Yeah. It was just a really, really awful, you know, it was pre-Walkman, you know, so I had one of those battle axe things with the buttons on the end. I smuggled it into Max's Kansas City and put it on the table. Hit record.
Heard some favorites there and some new favorites. The Undertones started us off from their debut, Here Comes the Summer, and that's totally happening today. New from Australia, just arrived in my email this morning, the Cha-Cha-Chas. You heard Coming After You, and that's coming out soon. It's got an 4-song EP, and I'll play more of that because that's very nice. It was sent to me out of the blue.
Really good choice after the Undertones, Ron.
Yeah.
That gnarly guitar sounded like a continuum.
Yes. And then you can't miss with the fastbacks, can you?
No.
Kurt Block, Lulu, and bass player.
Kim Warnick.
Kim Warnick.
Don't forget Kim.
And it's Rusty playing drums on that record. It's the album Zucker, which during the lockdown, Kurt got the urge to remix. And it was done on 8-track, so he said there really wasn't much difference you could do. He didn't do anything other than just remix it. And it's an expanded CD now with several more tracks from the sessions, plus some instrumental tracks for your karaoke needs. Really nice. Great work on that. And Fastbacks are just one of the most fun bands ever.
Yeah, I was saying, I had the pleasure twice of sitting in on drums with him.
Yeah.
About 5 years apart at Maxwell's both times.
Ah.
The first time we did a Buzzcocks cover. I guess it was I Don't Mind, which they had already recorded. But the second time, Lulu couldn't remember it, So we did one of their songs instead. It was really good fun. Very classy of Mike to hand me his sticks twice like that in the middle of a gig.
Yeah.
Good people, too. I'm hoping to see them in Seattle because we're going to be spending the winter in Orcas Island. Yeah.
I saw, I guess Kurt wasn't in San Francisco, but saw him a year before that when we saw the Chuck Watts band.
Oh,
He was there because the fellows opened.
Kurt's another great DJ, by the way.
Yes, he knows a lot of music and just a enthusiastic would be an understatement about Kurt.
He makes gigs to be extra pleasure when he's spinning records. I've had the pleasure twice now.
Oh, wow. Tanzer Youth, that's a Brian James After the Damned. A random one I pulled out. I've been digging through my singles because I'm supposed to be reorganizing them, and the order for boxes is jammed up due to the plague. So I'm 2 months behind on a big project. But I pulled out some singles for the fun drive, and that was one of them. So it got held over for today. It's I'm Sorry, I'm Sorry. And finishing up with the Dolls from their first album, right?
That's Trash?
Yeah.
Was that the first album?
I don't know.
I think it might be the second one. Yeah. Right.
It just said New York Dolls. It doesn't say.
I think it's on In Too Much Too Soon. It's been a while. I kind of like so many of their songs on both those records.
I don't know. It's a blur.
I could be wrong.
It's a blur to me. That's.
I just let them both play all the way through now. So they only made two proper albums.
Yeah.
But we have a Brian James interview in the current issue of Big Takeover.
Oh, I haven't got to that yet. Like I said, I got stuck on the Robert Pollard interview.
Couldn't get to the next one, yeah.
I read slow these days, but I sat down before I went to bed the other night and burned through it.
We also had tickets for the Undertones, too, speaking of things that went bye-bye with the virus. I took Jim to see them 2 years ago and brought him backstage and introduced him to them all because he loves the Undertones so much, and we were going to do it again. I hope they reschedule that.
Yeah. Okay. A quick message, and then I can hit us with some more music.
I've been listening to KGLT for a long, long time. My cousin used to send me cassettes of his Wednesday night old warpy vinyl program. I'd take them to job sites, and people would love them. I'm someone who doesn't need my music stored in my phone or 15 million tunes on my computer. I prefer being surprised and delighted by new stuff as well as old favorites. KGLT is there for that, for me, every day. Stream on, KGLT. This is Mark Padbury on Orcas Island, Washington.
Huh. Oh, I bet he called me once because I got a call from Orcas Island, and they said they had stopped work in their shop and stood and listened to a song, and it turned out to be a extended King Crimson jam. And he said, we could not figure out who it was.
Well, I got to look up that guy since we're going to be there for 10 months.
And speaking of streaming, I got a message from our IT man, Jack McShay, that they have a new streaming system in the works. They're testing it right now. They haven't launched it officially. But our streaming capabilities are going to improve dramatically on your side and on this side too, and I think it'll ultimately that's the word will mean there'll be a KGLT archive, so if you miss a show you'll be able to revisit it. I believe that's a part of the long-term plan, but the streaming is going to happen, and it's working now. It's just not public, and it'll give you some streaming options, and it'll be a lot more streams. So if you've had trouble getting bumped off the air, as people have told me, or not even be able to get on, that's going to be a thing of the past. So time to celebrate. And the KGLT Fund Drive was meant to partially finance that, and we had to delay our fund drive until 2 weeks ago. We had it finished 2 weeks ago, and I have to thank everybody who called up. We had a smashing success. The Kehoe brothers and myself had a really ripping good time. Phones rang off the hook. And I don't even know what our final total was because it was so frantic here right to the last second. And I know a lot of my streaming listeners chipped in, so thanks to all them. I've tried to touch them personally. Just great. It was fantastic.
Yeah, people have learned not to take music so much for granted. It's the only silver cloud in this bad storm.
The 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is then written by, and I'll read it correctly, the Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery on the MSU campus, College of 11th, and in the Cannery District have reopened with mobile ordering and curbside pickup. Mobile orders by texting COFFEE to 474747 or online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com for hours and information. Yay.
Yeah, hooray.
Yay. Just so when you go out, be careful. Wear your mask.
Always.
Yes. We saw somebody who was wearing a mask crossing Wilson against the red light.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Instead of the virus going to kill you, it's going to be your,
my front
being
bumper.
A bad pedestrian. Yeah.
You pick some new stuff out. We've got 15 minutes here to play some of your new choices. Introduce the Pernice brothers.
Joe Pernice, definitely one of the finest singer-songwriters of the last 20, 25 years. Used to be in Scud Mountain Boys, but then became kind of more of a orchestral pop guy, and he's just a tremendous singer-songwriter. He has a new album this week, but last year was his first Pernice Brothers album in like a decade, so we're going to hear something from that instead.
I knew him from the Scud Mountain Boys because my friend Jerker Emanuelson put him out on one of his Hit the Hate compilations. It might have been the first one, which I was on too. So yeah, see it all. That circle is closed, and it all connects. Here we go. We got a couple of other new things behind us, and we'll talk about it on the far side.
If I could, I would suit you a great divide. Grind an edge on a blunted pride. Make my way out of line. If I could, I would break the grip of a hole. Boldly do what no man has done. Ditch my crutches and run.
strength.
No excuse.